Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Comedy Concepts with your host, Nancy Lombardo.
Da-da-da-da-da-da. Gonna open up the chat room. Join us in our chat. Go to Blog Talk Radio if you haven't already. Register. Give yourself self-serving names and I'll promote you in the chat room. See Betty Jo Tucker from Movie Attic Headquarters. Listening via her phone right now because I want to get in the chat for some time. And I'm working remotely, so bear with me. Ooh, okay. Better? Betty Jo, I'm going to need you to post in the chat room if you can what your show's about because I don't have two computers now. I'm dealing with a remote access. And that's how it goes. So, hope you're all having a good holiday season, whatever your holiday be. Be happy, be safe, be generous. Okay. I don't know what to start with. Let's start with an Anarchy, all the way from Australia. Looking.
You'll find the hooks of the dress awkward all by yourself. I did everything for Mrs. Reagan. Denny, she'd say, no one dresses me better than you. Yes, it was always Denny. I've kept all of her things. Even the stockings she wore that day for the last time. She'd flung them over the chair in her bedroom when she changed into her shopping clothes. I shall always blame myself for the divorce. It was my fault for being out that evening. You see, I'd gone to the movies and stayed late. It was a double bill. Donovan's Brain in Hellcats of the Navy. Some of her finest work. When I returned about 10:30, I'd heard she'd gone out shopping. I felt worried at once. Neiman Marcus was having a sale. She would have never gone out if I'd been here. She always listened to me. It was midnight, and she had not come back. I went and told Mr. Reagan I was worried. He said, I expect she's spending the night down at the store. I'm sure she'll come up first thing in the morning when the sale's over. I sat on my bed till 5:30. Then I couldn't wait any longer. I got up, put on my coat, and went down to the mall. It was quiet and misty like it is today. The wind had dropped. There wasn't a sound down at the mall. And then I saw it, there on the counter, her credit card. Alongside it, a light flashing. Credit denied. One of her invoices came in the afternoon mail, along with a note. Credit denied. The divorce papers came in with the evening news. Nancy leaves Ron. Credit denied. You wouldn't think she'd been gone for so long now, would you? Not with the way I keep the room, just as she had them kept. You would think she'd just gone out for a little while and would be back in the evening. I feel her everywhere, don't you? Sometimes in the corridors I fancy I hear her just behind me. That quick, light footstep, I could not mistake it anywhere. And in the gallery there, I fancied I've seen her leaning over it and calling to Mr. Reagan like she used to. Here, boy. Here, boy. Do you think she can see us now? Do you think the divorce come back and watch the living? Sometimes I wonder if she comes back here to the ranch and watches you and Mr. Reagan together. Imelda! Will there be anything else, Mrs. Marcus? I'm going now. I know where everything is. Don't touch a thing, a thing, a thing.
Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Attic Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. on Blog Talk Radio. And this Tuesday, she'll be discussing featured critic James Colt Harrison reviewing Hello, My Name is Doris, Remember, and I in the Sky. So you want to check that out, Betty Jo Tucker. All right, we'll keep the funnish stuff going, huh, shall we? I know, it's always fun here. All right, April 1st is coming up, too. I'm going to check that out. I have so many new features now on Blog Talk Radio. I don't know what's going on with what. I'm trying to read those stats, huh? All right. Let's do a little Rena Strober.
I know that things are going wrong for me. You've got to listen to my words. Oh,
Ladies and gentlemen, back from the dead, we present half an hour of continuous radio fighting. In both corners, the Goon!
Yes, sir. Yes, Master.
Tell the masses what we have in store, Ellington.
Yes, Master. Ladies and gentlemen, the Goons and myself, after a successful season of unemployment in Ghana, returning to the air for a long series of one. They commence with a mystery play packed from end to end with mediocrity under the title of
Mary Poppins is a Junkie.
The crimes you are about to hear have been specially committed for this program. Here to tell you the story with words is Captain Harry Seagoon.
Hiya.
I remember when it all started. At the time, I was asleep in my electrified elephant hammock. I'll say it again. At the time, I was asleep. Shut up, Milligan. I'll thump you in a minute. Now step on your foot, boy. At the time!
You caught me flies.
At the time, I was asleep in my electrified elephant hammock when through the pigeonhole flew a carrier pigeon. There was something stuck to his leg. It was a postman.
Letter for you,
sir. Thank you. Hurriedly, I tore open the letter. Inside was an envelope. With a message that said,
report at once to MI file.
The letter was written. in a disguised voice. Hurriedly stepping on a fresh pigeon, I flew out the window.
Come in.
Captain Harry Seagoon reporting for duty as instructed, sir. I'm ready to die for the flag, bleed for my country, suffer great sufferings, and all for England!
You twit. Pull up a job.
There you go.
Somebody open a window.
So this was the fabulous Lance Brigadier Hercules Goodpipe Thin. I drew up a chair and placed it on the table next to him. Gad, how cunningly he was disguised. Stark naked, save for a sou'wester, string lorgnette, and a pair of identical pimples.
Now, Captain Seagull.
Yes.
Please don't do that. Captain, you have been specially selected for a specially dangerous mission.
Does this mean I've been specially selected for a specially dangerous mission?
So you've guessed. You're no fool. Oh, I don't know. Seagull, you're to make your way to Budapest via Hungary or Hungary via Budapest, whichever you prefer.
Will I have to go abroad?
If all else fails, yes. It's a dangerous work.
I suppose I'll have to take risks?
Yes, and a small pot of tea.
What does this mean?
It means you've been chosen to go abroad with a packet of risks and a small pot of tea.
Tea! For what reason?
Reason? Does there have to be a reason?
Ying tong it'll have all.
I see what you mean, yes. Well, if that's the way you feel about it, I'll tell you. Pull up a chair.
There you go.
Any questions? Yes.
I'm sorry, I had a yes, sir. Yes. I had a yes, it said. Yes, I said.
One thing killed the Briton.
Yes?
That was our defeat by the Hungarian football team. I fear those Magyars did for us, lad.
I have a woman who does for me.
Hello, Sailor.
Before they play again, we must make absolutely sure they don't win.
Does this mean sabotage?
You may well ask that.
I did ask it rather well.
Yes. You did.
Thank you.
Pull up a chair.
There you go.
This is Operation Explodable Boot. You will make your way to Budapest. Once there, you will contact our British agent, X.
X? How do you spell it?
X.
How do I contact him?
By whistling a highly skilled, mysterious secret tune. The moment he hears it, he will hand you a sealed envelope, heavily sealed.
But the secret tune?
It goes like this.
That's the Hungarian Rhapsody.
I got news for you, man.
What's secret about that?
Fool, didn't you notice I was whistling in English?
I know. But there are thousands of Hungarians who can whistle in English fluently.
How dare they?
Mm-hmm. In any case, I can't whistle.
Curse from the film of the same name. Oh, dear. We shall have to think about this. Pull up a chair.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, while Captain Seagoon and the Brigadier are thinking, we, the BBC, would like to entertain you with a smile and a song from that well-known tenor, Webster Smogpool.
I should like to commence my program with a song that is rapidly climbing from the top of the Horse Guards Parade. That lovely melody that I have recorded for my latest film, which is now showing north of the river, and it's called If I Had to Do It All Over Again, I'd Do It All Over You.
I've got it, Seagoon.
Hey, anything when you can't think of the words?
Stuff. I've got it, Seagoon.
See a doctor.
It's the old ones that are going down tonight.
Yes. I've got it, doctor. Yes. Sergeant Throat?
Yes, sir.
Send in our highly skilled, mysterious, whistling espionage agent.
Right.
You mean you'll send a man with me who'll do all my highly skilled secret whistling?
Exactly, and exactly, and in that order. Seagoon, this is the man who can remember a tune no matter how difficult or complicated.
How do you know?
How are you doing?
Very well, thank you.
Good. Yep. How's your old dad? And his lunch. How's your old dad and his lunch, eh?
My old dad?
It's known as an in-joke.
Yes, it's an out-joke.
Not going very deep,
going. Yes.
How's your old dad?
My old dad very well, to be sure.
Good. My old dad's good, too.
Yeah, thanks.
Fine, they're both okay?
Yep.
Both our old dads are okay?
Yes.
Good.
Look at that. This man doesn't look very intelligent.
I heard that. And let me tell you, it ain't looks that count. It's what you got up here that matters.
What have you got up there?
Nothing. Hey, see, look here. How is your old dad getting on there?
I don't see what my old dad's health is going to
well,
do
with
you.
I'm glad you're on me.
Gentlemen.
Are arguing.
Next the argument,
hey,
please.
Hey,
gentlemen, I've just been on the pornograph to HQ. You are to collect a new highly skilled whistling tune direct from our own highly skilled mysterious pianist composer. Eccles knows the address. He also needs a secret knock, which will gain you admission.
How far is it?
Oh, miles.
Uh-oh. Let's go!
Ah! This is the house, and I shall now give the secret knock that only he and I know.
You get a name like that.
Hey, Eccles.
Oh, Eccles, it's me, Mr. Krantz.
Oh!
It's me.
You idiot.
Idiot.
Mr. Krantz, sir, open this door at once.
I can't. It's locked and the key is gone. I don't
know. Curse, the door's locked.
Yes. Try the window. That's open.
The window's locked as well.
It's open, I
It's locked, I tell you. Come out and see for yourself.
All right, sir. Let me try it. Yes, the window is locked, yes. What a state of affairs. And must be the door and the window.
Look, I'll go inside and open it.
Bravo!
That was a good idea.
said that was Bria Skomberg. Go check her out. Well, time goes when you're having fun, right? Yep, it does. Okay. Winding down our show today. Don't forget my CDs are available on CD Baby, and tonight you can watch from Nancy Lombardo Show at www.mnn.org across the world, or three channels in New York City. Go to my Facebook page for the channel. Okay, Betty Jo Tucker, Movie Addict Headquarters, every Tuesday at 4 p.m. Check her out. This is Andrew Singer, also known as Sose, the Elemental Wizard. Go to his website and check him out, too. And we'll just play our way out.